This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Fuel and electricity prices are on the rise again amid declining farm income. Unleaded gasoline averaged $3.54 a gallon nationally, $4.47 here in Washington last week, up 14 cents from the start of the year. Diesel averaged $4 nationally and $4.68 here in Washington. And that, according to American Farm Bureau economist Betty Resnick, is taking a toll on producers around the country.
That does take a lot of fuel to do what we need to do. You also have things like the cost of electricity also impacts farmers a lot for their grain dryers, or if you're a high energy cost production like poultry production.
As electricity costs were also rising, wars overseas, OPEC production cuts, and U.S. refinery disruptions are blamed for higher gas and oil prices, with oil at a six-month high last week on fears of an Israeli-Iran conflict. All this has Resnick cites declining farm income.
We are projected to have lower incomes both year over year from last year, and it was also a decrease in income the year before, so 2 years of declines in incomes.
USDA forecasts about a 25% drop in net farm income this year. Resnick says a positive note, though, is declining natural gas prices, keeping ammonia and thus fertilizer prices in check.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.